Good morning. It is 10:02 a.m. We are here today, September 16, 2025, via Zoom meeting for the status hearing of OPAPA 21-001, Pacific Data Systems Inc. versus the Guam Housing and Urban Renewal Authority. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J. F. Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jared Hernandez and Tirza Bagana. Will appellant PDS please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Mr. Public Auditor. This is Josh Walsh for the appellant PDS. Good morning.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GURA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Mr. Public Auditor and staff. This is Elicio Florig representing appellee GURA.
Thank you. You may proceed.
Thank you.
Who wishes to speak?
I will. I'm happy to give my sense. Oh, sorry, Lisa.
No, Josh. Please, no. I was just going to recommend you can go ahead.
Okay. Well, as I understand
sorry
it,
about that.
We attorneys let our clients get to it and have discussions amongst ourselves. I understand from Mr. Day at PDS that he actually spoke to Mr. Camacho. I think a few times they've had some conversations. But I understand that that has not resolved things, not in a negative way, but that there were some issues that I think I understood Mr. Camacho wanted to raise with other folks at GURA or legal counsel, I'd imagine. So they're working on a judge. I understand that at some point you'd want this issue resolved, but my request is if they're still talking and my client has not said the answer was no from the agency on a resolution that works for the territory and the bidder, that we'd take as much time as you would allow for us to see if we could do that. But I'll let Mr. Florig fill in the blanks that I might be missing on that.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Walsh. Mr. Public Auditor, Mr. Camacho, who again is our housing procurement administrator, did have some discussions with Mr. Day. I think because it was just very short discussions, but I think there was kind of a misunderstanding, and I do apologize. It may have come from me with regard to our housing procurement administrator, but I did want them to meet to be able to sit down and discuss any concerns that Mr. Day had with regard to the procurement process at GURA, which has significantly changed since Mr. Camacho got on board with GURA back in February of 2023. And so I believe that that is what's going to happen. If Mr. Auditor, if you would be willing to give us just a little more time, and I think we are definitely going to schedule a meeting sooner rather than later for the two gentlemen to sit down and talk to hopefully allay any fears that Mr. Day has with regard to our procurement process, which was handled before by acting personnel, and now that we have an administrator on board, I believe that it could, in fact, be settled one way or the other with regard to Mr. Day understanding the new procurement policies in place approved by the Board of Commissioners, and so that he could fully agree to move forward with regard to hopefully having a new bid in this case. And so that is where we are. It's my understanding that Mr. Day and Mr. Camacho had a good discussion, but again, I think. Mr. Camacho on our end was sort of hesitant to schedule a meeting without which he thought legal counsel may have to be present. And I did inform him since that, of course not. This was just a discussion with regard to any questions Mr. Day has about our procurement process and policies.
Do you want 30 or 60?
I'll leave it up to Mr. Walsh.
I'd ask for the 60, Judge. Just, I mean, that'll give us, I think, a good chance to see if we can get something done and then get a resolution. And if for some reason we can't get papers into you in by 60 days, then I think we'll probably, at least you and I probably have to get together on a schedule for remanded hearings. But I'd ask for the 60 days, sir.
All right, 60.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Public Auditor.
Thank you.
Elisio, sorry if I may, Mr. Public Auditor, just on that, Elisio, Mr. Day's a big boy. I don't mind if you need to meet with your guy while they're present. We'll figure it out.
No, and I think that was the misunderstanding. He thought that we needed to be present, Josh, to be able to sit down with them and talk. But I said, no, this is a candid talk for you guys so that, you know, Mr. whatever questions Mr. Day has. But of course, if it rose to the level of having counsel discuss it, then we would. But I think Tony had misunderstood that I wanted to be present at any meeting with Mr. Day.
I appreciate the 60 days, sir. We'll sort it out, Mr. Public Auditor.
Please. Yes, we're hoping to, hopefully, to get this going. Thank you, Mr. Public Auditor.
Can we do Monday, November 17 at 10 a.m.?
That works for Gura.
Thank you.
And you said November 17, right, at 10 a.m.?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good morning, guys.
Okay. You too. Thank you, everyone.
At 10:08 a.m. Thank you, everyone.